the riot on Radio U. I say a rare privilege because, sure, I mean, Chapstick calls all the time. Can't get Chapstick off the phone. Just won't leave us alone. But
to have everybody in studio, that is a privilege.
Family Force 5 is here. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yay.
Good morning, guys.
Yay. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So good of you guys to be here. Most bands, they just phone it in, but not you guys.
Well, they could still technically phone it in, even though they're here, like it's just on autopilot. But
sure.
Put some heart into it.
Yeah, I mean, I have a phone if you want us to phone it in right now. But I mean,
go out to the lobby. Yeah.
Well, I'll go out there and eat your pastries while I'm phoning it in.
You know, Nikki, Crouton remembered when he got here about your bathroom.
I did.
Oh, just because the girls' bathroom here?
Yeah, but then I was told by Obadiah that it's really your fake bathroom and your real bathroom somewhere
else. Is upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's not a lot of girls that work here at Radio U. We have a girls' bathroom downstairs and there's a girls' bathroom upstairs. I can't tell you how many times we just walk past the bathroom and there's somebody in there. But it's not me.
Yeah.
And I'm the only girl here, and it tends to be another guy.
Guys, it's very tempting always because it's so much. Guys' bathrooms are nice, but there's stigma about going in a girl's bathroom. You
I don't know
what I'm saying?
If it's something about this
towels.
Building, Crouton, or what, but every time we get here, we've probably done 7 interviews here. It starts with bathroom or poop.
It does.
Or,
it does. You know.
What is that?
Well, I mean, it's that early in the morning.
All the way back to the epic Barlow girl.
Yes,
thing.
Yes, back to the day.
Man.
That's an old reference. I don't know.
Oh, man, I do remember that one.
It smells like Christmas cookies.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I will tell you that that was something that for us, we put that interview with you guys on YouTube. And when you talked about Barlow girl and let's say their bathroom habits, yeah, that blew up. Like, we got
literally.
Yeah, literally. But we're talking a huge amount of views. So if you want views, that's what works.
Is there anybody you currently want to talk about that we could just throw out there?
You want the numbers back?
You know how we could do this? We could take videos with puppies.
Yeah,
and that'll get tons of views.
Yeah.
Probably more than Barlow.
Puppies using the bathroom.
Or...
Yeah.
Okay, it just got weird. I'm not
It did get weird.
Things just got awkward.
That's
I was trying to top that, but I was like, there's not much you can do to top puppies.
Yeah,
so.
Little kittens and puppies.
Yeah, kittens and puppies.
Yeah.
Maybe Barlow Girl saying kitten. Where is Barlow Girl? They're not even around, right?
Yeah, I know. Like, I haven't heard from them in a while. Have you guys?
Nope.
Dude.
Not ever since that interview.
That interview.
It blew their career up.
You guys torpedoed that whole band.
That was it. That
Way
was
to
it.
Go.
That would be worth, if you search Family Force 5 and just grab some of the old interviews, like throughout our Radio U history. That was one of the first ones. So.
I'll post it.
Yeah, if you find it.
I mean, it was a good one. And that was at a time where all of our hair looked, it was very like angular and very, it was at a time in our lives where people were like, are you guys from London? We're like, no, we're just from down south.
People call some things bedhead when you wake up in the morning. That was like van head.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of wake up out of the van and it was kind of like whatever.
That was the style.
Whatever's happening with your hairs going on that day.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you guys look great this morning. I don't know what you guys have done, but I'm surprised by how awake you actually are.
It's called getting older.
Meaning you can manage it better?
Yeah, you just get up earlier, you know?
Well, they say as you get older, you need less sleep.
That's true.
So don't have any bags under these eyes.
You're just getting up and doing this. It's
fine. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Chapstick, I asked you, I was like, dude, where's your special wake-up coffee drink? But is it one of those things where you exercise so much, you just immediately, you just have it, you're ready?
Oh, yeah, I don't, I lay off that hard stuff. You know, I'm, you know, sometimes maybe like a little almond milk. I had some turkey bacon this morning. I don't know if that counts as
almond milk. milk and turkey bacon.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate this.
Come on.
Slanderous.
Let's build each other up, Obi.
I'm not tearing anybody down. I'm just saying.
I mean, he may be going to Nikki's bathroom real soon. Oh, yes.
No, man, I got respect for the ladies' room.
Thank you.
Like sacred territory right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
They got like big screen TVs and like free massages and stuff. We just get happy if we get soap.
That's true. Yeah.
The water works.
Yeah. We get that, and we get the attendance in the male bathroom, you know, that you have to pay, and you're like, I can get my own towel.
No, he's just there to make sure everything's fine. He's just there to check.
In case stuff happens.
Yeah, just in case.
No, you guys, even if you don't go in and use it, you should open the door and peek in, because in Nikki's bathroom here on the first floor, there's an emergency towel in there.
There's glass.
There's a towel that if you break glass in emergency, there's a towel behind the glass.
It's just something that's there.
I've already seen it.
It's monogrammed.
Yeah, one day you could just switch it out with like a candy bar or something. Put something else in there.
just to break the glass.
I'm going to bring a Family Force 5 towel and put in there.
Oh, good call. That would be nice.
Do you guys have towels?
No, but I'll get one today. And I'll send it.
We'll take care of that. It is the riots. Family Force 5 is still here, but that's fine.
They are currently on the tour standstill, getting ready for Time Still Stands, the remix album, which will be out next Friday.
What you guys don't know is that we discussed that thoroughly before you got here. It was like the stands time still.
You got to keep track of them.
You guys. It worked.
It totally worked.
Say that three times fast.
Tour standstill.
Yep.
See, that
yep,
one's
you got right. it, Nikki. You can do this.
That was last night in Columbus, and that is something that you guys are currently still on.
Yeah, so how has the tour been going?
Man, it's been going great.
If it was not going good, would you actually tell me?
Yeah, I'd be like, man.
We've had a lot of tours not going good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably be like, man, you know, we got Winter Jam after this, so that's an uplifter.
That's something.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, it is going good though. I think we're having a blast. We haven't played like little small venues in a while, club venues, and it's been really cool to have like that intimate crowd. So it's been really cool.
When you guys are kind of heading into a show like that, how do you approach those smaller venues, like that club scene? Like, how do you approach that differently than you do like a stadium tour, like Winter Jam?
Gosh,
that was a good question.
Good job.
That was like magazine article question.
Yeah. We wear a little bit more knee pads and gear because we're obviously going to be hitting each other on stage a lot more because the stages are a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
I think we just approach it the same way, though. I mean, honestly, like, we love playing, and
there's something about the people being like 3 feet away from the stage that makes it awesome, though. You know, it makes it real like rock and roll club, sweaty. You know, sometimes with the bigger shows, and you get people that are 300 feet away from you, it's like you don't get into it as much.
Yeah, you can't quite feed off that energy the same.
It's a little bit more chaotic.
Yeah.
And people want to come to have a good time. So.
They want to see you guys. Yeah. And sometimes in the Winter Jam aspect, you know, you can get pretty far away and still be in the stadium with it.
Yep. And, you know, there's some people that go to Winter Jam that are going to see Jeremy Camp, and then they get us as a bonus point, and they're like, what is this? Oh, I think I'm going to go get some popcorn.
This is my break time.
Yeah. We're just like, no, man, we just want to see you dance, even if you're 80.
You know what? I would not go get popcorn during your set. I would sit around and wait.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
I mostly mean that, so.
I mostly mean it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how cheap the popcorn is. Have I been smelling it the whole time?
Yeah, depends on that.
It's totally fine.
So now, next Friday, Time Still Stands, the remix album will be out for you guys, and we're calling it, it's also known as James Bond Day, but it's also Family Force 5 Day.
That's perfect.
You guys picked a good day.
Why is it James Bond Day?
That's the day Spectre's out.
What? You guys, Spectre?
They're on tour, maybe.
I'm excited for that movie.
Right, I was thinking it's like 007 somehow.
No. It's Spectre Day.
Wow. Yeah, so we're going to get up early.
Spectre or Respecter?
That's a good question.
So we're going to get up early. We're going to have some coconut milk, some turkey bacon. We're going to listen to some Family Force 5 and then maybe go to the movies. That's the plan.
A great day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I kind of want this day. We're going to be playing a show. I guess like we could still go. I mean,
you can still make
Matt
it work,
right?
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm going to
have a show
movies.
At 10 o'clock that night. I forgot. We're playing clubs.
Or because you're older now and you get up so early, mm-hmm. you can get it done before noon.
Yeah, and plus you'll undoubtedly get a discount because you're there so early in the day.
I know, it'll be cheaper.
The senior discount, right?
Right, that's the one.
Are you talking about on our record or on the,
no, on the movie?
No, on the movie.
We're not going to, if you guys are doing a discount on your album, we're not the ones to call that one.
We're not responsible for that. It's not us. So talk to us about the album. Next, like Friday, you guys doing stuff on the tour from the album. Can you play a remix live? How does that work?
Yeah. Totally, we're doing it. I mean, we got a whole bunch of snippets. We got the glow in the dark thing happening on Tour Stand Still, and we're playing a little bit of the BZRK remix by Dirty Rice, and there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that we're excited about. There's some bonus tracks. Yeah, we do a little drums moment. You know that spot last night where we were just killing it on all the drums, all of us?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was during the Sweep the Leg remix.
That was actually the song called Snippet.
Snippet?
Yeah, the Snippet.
A good one.
So, yeah, I mean, we're totally playing the remixes.
Okay. Now, is it going to be one of those things where starting next Friday, you'll sell the album on tour? Or if I saw you a little earlier, would you, you know,
yep,
like...
We have it out right now.
We should have been in the bathroom at the
time.
Had
we had it on the table. We had it on the table last night.
Or getting popcorn.
Because Obi was there. Way to look at the table.
Yep, it was right there last night in front of you.
The whole time. But at least he went to the show, though.
It is confusing because Time Stands Still and Time Still Stands are pretty comparable. You know,
it's called
alliterate. You know,
Stands Time Still Tour.
We have an additional record coming out that said Still Standing. And then after that, it's standing in place.
The next one after that is going to be Sit Down.
Yes, finally sitting down.
Or we were going to call it Time Stands Still, .. Still.
Still.
I'm not going to lie.
Time
like
Still
that.
Standing.
That can sometimes add to confusion for those that are buying the album.
Totally
but
can.
That would have been fun.
Naming can be difficult,
a lot
though.
Of accidental iTunes purchases.
Yeah, yeah. They're buying the same album over and over again, not
that
knowing it.
That could be totally beneficial.
Our schemes.
So it's called Time Still Stands, the remix album, which is out next Friday.
Yep.
Woo. Okay, and then the tour stands still. Ding, 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 that ding, ding, is going ding, on ding, currently. Ding, thank ding. You. Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay. Yeah. Applause. Yeah. Applause everywhere.
James
applause.
Bond Jr.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Is there anything else business related that in this interview, when you were standing in the lobby, you were like, dude,
right,
we are
we're
talking
doing
about this.
This is Family
we're talking
Force
about
time.
It. Like, this is your chance. What's that thing?
I don't know the dates, but we're coming back on the Christmas pageant this year.
Give yeah. him a moment. We need to stall while he pulls it up.
Yeah, we're bringing KB and Blanca on the tour. They're pretty cool.
Okay.
And
well, how about this?
Also,
the Christmas pageant tour, have all the dates been announced and are available on your website? No.
This is new. This is exclusive for y'all. All right. Lima is December 10th.
Okay.
And Cincinnati is the 11th.
All right. There it is.
Oh. Yay.
These guys.
And the mic is gone.
Yeah.
Very good.
And his mic is gone.
He's done. Well, of course, stick with Family Force 5 on Facebook or their website, because I'm sure you guys will post all the dates soon.
Wait, is the Christmas pageant tour a secret this year? You won't be posting the dates ever?
Oh, yeah, never.
Secret shows.
It seems like that, but yeah, it seems like that. But you can talk to Jeff Roberts and Associates for that one.
Okay. So the you've got the Christmas pageant tour, and then I heard you guys saying, isn't there something else coming after that? Something early next year? Did you?
I mean, we're working on our fifth studio record. I know we have a lot of remix records, and we have a Christmas record, but I usually don't count those as... I mean, I count them as records, but our fifth actual, like, brand new music is coming out next year sometime. So
okay.
We're working on that now. And we played a brand new song last night, so I hope...
How'd you like it?
You know what? I was, if you want to know the truth, I was moved by it. And the thing is you would say, like, what kind of moved? I mean, both my feet and my heart. And I found my intellect to be stimulated as well. So I'm going to call
the
it
entire
a
triple
threat.
It is a triple threat.
Dude, whenever sweatband stimulates your intellect, no offense. I mean,
it's great.
You seem like a really bright guy, but put your sweatband on and dance.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't say, like, I mean, it wasn't like a, you know, doctorate level. What it just
really
it
gets the neurons flowing. Yeah. Sweat band.
I have a sweat band. In fact, there was a time when Nikki asked me to please stop wearing it.
Well, you do after your workout. You do.
Was
sweat.
That circa 2008 or 2009?
Maybe they do actually get neurons going. You know, it wraps around your head, so you know maybe it does stimulate brain activity.
Yeah. So I really appreciate that. Yeah. All right. Anything else, guys? Three, two, one.
We love you guys.
That's it. That's all the time they get.
Well, guys, thank you for coming.
Music video, album, tour, another tour we can't talk about.
It's like, wait, I remember it all now.
Interview stand still.
Well, for Family Force 5, again, Time Still Stands, the remix album is out next Friday on November 6th. For more details, find that through shop.radiou.com.